Now Russia has announced a large-scale aid operation in Syria to allow civilians and militants to escape the city of Aleppo. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said three humanitarian corridors were being opened to aid civilians held hostage by terrorists. The humanitarian corridor also includes those militants who want to lay down their arms, as President Bashar al-Assad has offered amnesty to those militants who surrender over the next 3 months. Civilians and surrendering militants will be provided with medical and food assistance along the routes. And meanwhile, the International Committee of the Red Cross said that the proposal to create a humanitarian corridor into Aleppo must ensure that Syrians are protected and supported whether they choose to leave or stay. Syrian government forces and allied troops have tightened the noose on Aleppo in recent days. They've taken control of the last remaining supply route into the militant-held parts of Aleppo. And now for more on the story, we're joined out of Damascus by Press TV correspondent Mohammed Ali. Now, Mohammed, we know about the dire humanitarian situation on the ground there in Aleppo. What can you tell us about these corridors opened by the Syrian government forces?
Yes, the Syrian army has already set and formed the four new corridors in which the whether the civilians or the armed men who wish to lay down their arms can use to exit the eastern parts of Aleppo, those areas which are still occupied by the militants themselves, and reach the Syrian government-held areas. The Syrian government in the past 24 hours called on the civilians in those areas in the eastern parts of Aleppo to exit, and that they will be provided with the humanitarian aid and also with shelter by the Syrian government in the government-held areas. This was confirmed by the general command of the Syrian army. And also, we have to point out that the Syrian army, the general command, and also President Bashar al-Assad promised the armed men, the Syrian armed men, that would lay down their arms and surrender and exit towards the Syrian government-held areas, that they will be provided with a general amnesty. They could actually return back to normal life. If they wish, they can stay in Aleppo, or they can leave to any other place they wish. They also can engage in political life if they wish also. So it is a very important step by the Syrian government that, according to experts, indicates to the Syrian government's keenness to actually find a political solution and end violence in any means possible. So this is a very important amnesty. It is not the first time that the Syrian president speaks about amnesty for those who lay down arms, the armed men. This happened previously in areas during the unrest, whether in Dar'a or Damascus, countryside or Homs. So definitely a very important development. It comes after the Syrian army strategic advance around Aleppo, and this, of course, cutting all supply lines for the militants there. Of course, those armed men who do not surrender themselves in the coming period of time, they will be definitely killed by the Syrian army, or they will be confronting the Syrian army, which is determined to secure the entire city of Aleppo.
And Mohammed, do we know if any of these militants have laid down their arms as of yet and taking this amnesty, taking advantage of this amnesty offered by President Bashar al-Assad? And are these militants allowing civilians to leave, or are they besieging them inside the city?
Well, reports coming out of Aleppo say that the Takfiri and extremist militants, perhaps those the majority of whom are foreigners, not Syrians, are preventing, have prevented actually the civilians from exiting from Bustan al-Qasr corridor, which the army established. So it seems that, according also to many experts, those militants do not want the civilians to get out because they want to use them as human shields. Regarding the other question on the armed men laying down their arms, there's still a lot of time left. We didn't hear about large groups of armed men who surrendered. However, they don't have much options. They only have two options: whether fight until being killed by the army or surrender and return back to normal life. We are expecting to see more developments in the coming 24 hours, as it hasn't been a lot of time, just several hours since the army actually opened those corridors. We still need much time, more time to see what will happen.
Indeed, and supposedly that they gave militants up to 3 months to make that decision. Thank you, Mohammed Ali, joining us out of Damascus. That's our own Press TV correspondent there.